Now, you mentioned that after the war and after Burnaby had its reeve and council reinstituted, that there was a bit more money, in the city, and there were more projects. Did you know the work?
Well, that was when they started to see what was going on, because as you say, there was a lot of the houses that had no indoor plumbing at all. It was all outdoor, and you'd have these little outhouses all over the place. And then the old water lines were patched so badly they were leaking all over the place. And finally, as things got better, the government decided Burnaby could go on their own, and then after a while things got to the point where they could afford to put out what they call bylaws to allow them to start rebuilding their systems. And then we started, all the old water mains were steel pipe, and they were all rusting and out. And then the fun started about who was going to get what, as far as water. Were we going to allow steel pipe or asbestos cement pipe or cast iron pipe, or what was going to be going in? And they brought in independent engineers to see what the conditions were.
Some of the work was replacing earlier piping, but the post-war period was also a time of new developments. So were the new housing developments getting water lines put in? Was that part of the...
Just run that past me.
There were a number of new housing developments. Some of them were for veterans. And
I see what you mean. Yeah, like...
Did that keep you busy putting water in?
Yeah, there was little areas that sprung up, and we put in smaller, if you put in a 6-inch main, that was a big main, you know. This was all laid out by consultants and what you do. And if you bought our pass, then you went ahead with your own crews and did the municipal government did their own work. They didn't go outside to get it. Now I notice they're nearly always all done by letting private contractors do it.
There was no
contract in those days. We were doing our own work.
Oh, I see. I'm curious whether there were sort of politics of neighborhoods that, maybe North Burnaby, they often felt left out. People I talked from North Burnaby feel that because City Hall was in Edmonds.
The municipality was divided into seven wards, as they called them, and they were all represented by every one of the wards had a it was an alderman, a councillor, they called them then days. And so they used to get together and decide where they wanted to spend the money. And they had an expanding program where they put in new water lines along certain areas. And there was also the place where they would not put in new, but renew the old ones, so that you're expanding and you're also asked where you feel you should have the water. Way down in the engineering department, they used to get us to submit a list of the worst mains that are in the worst conditions and which ones should be done. So most of it was to start was renewals, we'll say it. And once they got going in the late 40s on the 50s, they really were going gung-ho. We had 7 or 8 construction crews out all over the place, and how they got to decide where they were going to be. Most of it was done by getting the fellows, the counselors and those sitting down and saying that they noticed in their area there's a main is leaking here and that should be done and that should be done. And then we'd say, well, how much money are you going to spend? Is it going to be $1 million? Is it going to be $100,000? Is it going to be... And they would sit down They would put this out to the... When the Reeve and council were coming up every year for re-election, then they would have a bylaw with them at the same time to cover how much water they would do and how much sewage they would. I think the water department probably got a little more money than the sewer because they were so used to the old. You were asked about the outhouses, we'll say. I didn't really become involved in the sewage till about a couple of years after we recovered from our debt, because there was too much going on at that time trying to renew the water and the sewers, that they felt it was, instead of just one person like myself taking care of it, it should be somebody in charge of the sewer at all. So the two departments got split.
Oh, I see.
And I had nothing to do with the sewer after that at all, because most of my work was revolving around water.
Mm.
And there we... We used to have very big bylaws.
These bylaws were to raise money as well?
Yeah.
And so people would vote on whether they approved these funds to be raised?
When the election time came, they would list all the streets that were going to get, that we were saying should be done. And that was when the people voted on yes or no on the bylaw. If they said yes, okay, we went. If they said no, well, we had to patch up a few more holes.
And if you voted yes, that meant that you could spend the money on the project?
Yeah.
And did the money come from general city revenues, or were people in the area assessed an extra little bit for the water?
I don't actually know. I don't know how the financial end of it. All I know is... I would send in a list of maybe 25, 30 names, figure out an estimate on what it could be, and have it ready to be submitted at the time of the election.
Okay. Now, sorry. Did you ever get a sense that things were planned, there was a long-term plan perhaps about where city or municipality facilities should be placed? In 1946, the municipality came up with a planning overview of where they wanted the municipality to go, and I'm wondering if water was a big part. Did you ever get a sense that someone had a long-term vision about where...
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I'm wondering if you had a sense that there was some sort of a plan that people were following, a longer-term plan about how the town should develop.
That's where they brought in the consultant, an outside engine. It wasn't done so much. There were several professional engineers that went all through the municipality, and they had us... goes from, say, starting at the Fraser River, going right through, right up north, and we would work with them on that, and they would s- submit a report to the engineer, and in it they would say the growth should be in this area, and therefore they're going to need more water, and there's where the heavy industry is. They've got to have more water, and this would be a good a residential area, so that didn't need that could probably wait a little longer. But so you were trying to upgrade your system all the time.